Welcome to the Simple Online Business Podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Siffring. I'm a business coach and agency owner, and each week I'll be here to share simple, doable steps you can take to build a profitable and sustainable online business. Let's get to it. Hello, I am joining you this week from my cabin, which is up in the mountains, and I did not pack my podcast mic, and my team is probably cringing at the fact that I didn't, and I also really wanted to record an episode while I was up here, so fingers crossed that the quality of this recording is not too terrible, although I'm sure it's not as good as a typical episode where I have my fancy mic. But I think done is better than perfect. So that is what we are embracing over here today. This week, I want to talk to you about playing to your strengths. And this is something that I think is maybe a little counterintuitive, or maybe not what we're expecting or not what we feel like we've been taught about business and success. I feel like our gut, our socialization, what we've been taught, what we've seen modeled is often that if it feels hard, then that is the right way. And if it feels easy, then it is wrong or it will not work. So essentially, like if something is going to work, it has to feel really hard to us. And this is actually not true in business, but I think it's reinforced by things that feel hard to you being things that you see other successful people doing. So if it feels easy to you, and especially if you feel like you look out there and you're seeing other people doing things or not doing those things that feel easy to you, then that's definitely not the way to go. If it feels hard to you and successful people are doing it, then that should be the thing that you're doing or the way that you're approaching it. And from this episode, I want you to take the lesson that you don't have to do it all and you don't have to do it perfectly. You don't have to do it just like I'm doing it or any other successful business owners you see doing it. You can lean into your strengths, and the things that are your strengths are going to feel easier to you. So we're going to dive into that today. And to set this up, I don't think that I've mentioned this on the podcast before, but I've shared it some other places. There's this podcast that I absolutely love. It is a pop culture podcast. And somebody asked the hosts of this podcast how they became successful and how they got their podcast off the ground. And like, essentially, what advice do you have for people who are just starting out? And one of the hosts of the podcast said that the secret is volume and confidence. So essentially, having a lot of confidence in yourself and what you're doing and producing a lot. That's what they meant by volume. It was like the volume of content being produced, lots and lots and lots of content being produced. So creating a lot. And this is somebody who is absolutely prolific in what they create. It's shocking to me how much this person produces and puts out there. So they are not messing around when they say that volume is part of their success recipe. And the reality in business is that you absolutely need these things. That is why I'm sharing this with you. Volume and confidence. Yes, absolutely. And actually, like when I think about how I teach and talking about value and offers and consistency, and the mindset side of those things, and then like the actual tangible side of those things, it is volume and confidence. A big part of it is those things. I just take it a little deeper and unpack it a little bit more, but my philosophy is very much aligned with this philosophy. And playing to your strengths is how you achieve this, because it's easy to look at this and be like, okay, confidence, sometimes that can be hard. Yep, that can be hard for all of us. And volume can feel very overwhelming if you're like, oh, I have to do so much. I have to put so much out there. It can be very overwhelming to think about, depending on how you think you have to put it out there or what type of thing you think you need to produce. So this is why I want to talk to you about playing to your strengths, because this is a hack. This allows you to be able to show up more in general, so have that volume, and to show up more confidently. When you are playing to your strengths, you are more confident. And I want to say that this doesn't mean that we don't want to get better at things that we aren't good at, that we don't want to grow, or that, you know, we're only ever going to do things that we're good at. Yes, you need to learn new things. And yes, you need to do things that you aren't good at. And also, your secret weapon, the thing that really helps you in your business and supercharges your results, will be the existing strengths you have that you build on. So you want to be strengthening your strengths. So let's think about what it actually looks like, and I'll give you some examples of what it looks like to lean into your strengths and lean into things that are easier for you. So for a lot of my clients, they will say, podcasting is so easy for me. I just turn on the mic and I start talking and it works for me. My podcast is growing. I get clients from my podcast. Things just work. It just feels like it flows. But when I sit down to write an email or sales copy or a sales page or whatever, it's so hard. It feels like it's impossible to get my message across, and it's just never as compelling as when I'm talking. I hear this all the time. So let's think about how we would apply the leaning into your strengths message in this situation. It does not mean that you never write or never produce written content, but it means you should definitely do speaking content. So podcasts, videos, things like that. It means you should try sending a video in your emails. You can literally record yourself talking, make a little video, and email that, a link to that, out in the body of your email instead of writing a long email or a short email. You can be like, I made a video for you this week, and then they can watch it. That is something you can do. Why not? You know, if it's easier for you to talk to people in that way, if it goes over better that way. You can also try voice dictation. So that means like recording yourself talking and having it transcribed. And then, of course, make some edits, do some cleanup. But doing that instead of trying to write from scratch is something that helps a lot of my clients who feel like they are really natural at speaking or faster at speaking, and it's harder for them to sit down and write. I actually used to do this early on in my coaching career. So when I was working for another coach, I had a bunch of one-on-one clients in their business. And some of the clients I would have calls with, like a video call, coaching call. But some of the clients, it would be written coaching only, and they would submit a like journal entry essentially to me, and then I would respond back with coaching that they could take and run with. And for me, that was really hard to like sit and write out sometimes. Like a lot of times it was easier for me to read through it and then just verbally, you know, out loud speak my response to it, like I was coaching them on a call. So I opened up Google Docs, did the voice dictation, and would copy and paste it in, of course, with a little cleanup, tidy it up, edit, that kind of thing. But that would really allow them to be able to get the best of me and to get like my true words in the exact same way that it would have come out on a call. And it was so much quicker for me than written coaching was, but it was still written coaching. So there's definitely little hacks like that, where if you feel like talking out loud is so much easier for me than writing, then do it. Figure out how to incorporate those things. And I'm sure there's even more things than just that, but I wanted to give you some jumping off point. Another one that I hear a lot, and this one is definitely true of me, is that one-on-one conversations are how I connect best. So people like this really struggle in groups. They feel like one-on-one conversations, connecting with people one-on-one is what they do best. So then they're like, well, I can't really do, you know, these big group networking events or random like big online groups. I need to only talk to people one-on-one. And if you're thinking really narrowly about what that looks like, I'm thinking like I only shine best when I am physically, literally in a one-on-one conversation, that can feel really confining. That can feel very limiting. But since I am this way, I have found so many ways to have one-on-one conversations in a broader context. So I think an obvious one is coffee chats, like one-on-one networking that can happen online, that can happen in person. You can offer free coaching calls. I've done that before. I've also offered a coach-a-thon. So I think it was like 90 minutes when I did it, and I hopped on Zoom and had people raise their hand for coaching and would just coach people one by one. And it would be a one-on-one conversation. It would be just the two of us on screen, but there would be other people there. And it was such a good way for people to be able to see me at my best, which is one-on-one. And I also like to think about this, and I hope that this helps you to expand how you think about your strengths so it feels less limiting and more like something that can apply to a lot of situations. I like to think about what is the mindset that I'm in that makes a one-on-one feel easier, and how can I replicate that? So one of the things that I think about is that I think I am better playing off someone else and responding to someone else than I am just like monologuing, which is interesting since I do these podcast episodes, but it is easier for me to have conversations and coach and all of that than to record a podcast. But I like to think about like, what is that? What am I responding to? So when I'm recording a podcast, I think about specific clients. I think about their specific questions, the things they struggle with. I make a nice outline for myself where I know the things that I want to talk about. So I'm not just here completely freestyling it. And here's another example that might be really helpful for you. Q&A reels. This is something that I've done before that I feel like really replicates the one-on-one conversation well, is if you take a specific question and make a reel that's answering that question. That to me replicates the one-on-one conversation a lot because you're thinking about one particular thing and you're responding with it. So, what's the mindset I'm in that makes that thing feel easier for me? What's the mindset I'm in when I'm doing the thing that is my strength? And how can I replicate that? How can I bring that into other situations and apply that to other situations? The thing that you are good at, and it's not just one thing, right? The many things that you're good at, the many strengths that you have, these are the path of least resistance. Because you are more likely to enjoy things you're good at. And that means you are more likely to do more of it. Remember, volume. You're also more likely to be doing it in a way that makes you stand out. Because you're good at it, you're feeling confident. And confidence is something that is extremely attractive to your clients. If you are somebody who is struggling to get clients, I want you to evaluate your volume and your confidence. I think that this is such like a quick and easy test on how much value am I putting out? How many offers am I putting out? And then how confident am I? And typically, for most clients that I work with, if they feel like they're not signing clients and they don't understand why, it's either that the volume of value they're putting out is not enough, they're not making offers at all, or they're not making very many offers, or they are not confident, so they are not attracting people to them. So you really want to think about where are the gaps. I want you to think about, you know, on that confidence side of things, when you are really good at something, the way that you show up doing it is different and it is more attractive and appealing to people. I want you to think about, imagine that you are watching a Facebook Live, Instagram Live, TikTok, something like that. And the person on the video, the live video that's not been edited, this is a live stream, so they're not cutting out any little awkward moments. This person is not confident as a speaker, or this person is very confident as a speaker and they love performing and they speak all the time and it's totally one of their strengths and totally within their comfort zone or the things that they really enjoy doing. Which one is going to be more attractive to people? And it's not anything against the person who is not a confident speaker, who's feeling very awkward on the live. It's not that they don't have value to offer. They might have more value to offer. They might be smarter. But if the way that they are delivering that value is not in their strengths, it is going to be less effective. And I don't want to say this to make you be like, well, I guess video is never going to work for me, because I was not confident on video when I started out and I just kept showing up. I just kept putting myself out there. I just kept letting it be bad. And eventually I got better. And I still would not call myself like the most amazing on video, but I'm good enough, right? But in the meantime, while I was figuring things out and figuring out how to be comfortable and confident on video, I also was leaning into my strengths in other ways. My written content, my one-on-one conversations, the way that I would show up in DMs or on coffee chats to serve people. I literally did hundreds and hundreds of one-on-one calls that were straight up like free coaching calls in so many of the cases over the first couple years of my business. I was willing to get on the phone with anybody and just give them free advice and just serve them. And it really helped me to build my audience and to get used to talking to people and putting value out and also build my reputation as somebody who is a good person and somebody who knows what they're talking about and somebody who has value to offer. So I was willing to do those things to build up my business and build my audience, build my clientele while I was getting more comfortable in the things that weren't as comfortable to me to begin with. So I was working on the things that I wasn't as good at that I knew I wanted to have as a part of my business, and I was leaning into my strengths to get the results that I wanted in the short term. So I want you to be paying attention to that. Okay, here's major takeaways that I want you to have. Do not force yourself to do the right thing that is feeling very hard and feeling very terrible that other people may be doing. It is less likely to work if you hate it and aren't good at it. Remember, me talking about being on video, that was not effective at the beginning. And yes, I did force myself to do it because it was part of my long-term vision. It was a skill I wanted to build, but I did not fool myself into thinking that it was the only marketing I should be doing. I really encourage you to look into my content on two streams of marketing for more information about that. You could also think about two streams of marketing as the thing that I'm good at and the thing that I'm not so good at that I am building my confidence in for the future. And I also want you to make sure that you are not assuming that it is wrong or ineffective if it is easy or fun for you. Chances are it's going to work better because you're more confident, which is going to make you more appealing, and it's enjoyable to you, which means you're going to do more of it, that volume and that confidence. And then also, what's the mindset I'm in that makes this strength easier for me, and how can I replicate that in other places? Okay, friends, I will talk to you all next week. Have fun playing to your strengths this week. If you loved this episode, I'd appreciate it so much if you rated and reviewed the podcast and shared it with other business owners who you think would like it too. And if you'd like to get more business advice and tips from me, come join me in my free Facebook group, Online Business Building Women.